It is 421. In 2 years, the number of Americans who say they plan to put off retiring has really grown. Last year, 62% of middle-aged folks said they plan to delay it. That's up from 42% in 2010. What's prompting this decision by about two-thirds of workers age 45 to 60? Danielle Kurtz-Laban, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report, joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Danielle.
Hello, good to talk to you.
So why are most workers in this age range deciding they can't retire as soon as they thought they would?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. I mean, this is from a survey from the Conference Board. It's a business membership organization, and they do this sort of research. And what a lot of these people cited was, first of all, the fact that their home values have declined, as we all know has happened in recent years. So they believe that, you know, for example, if they wanted to sell their houses and use the money to help them retire, they just wouldn't get much money for it. The other problem that a lot of them cited is that they've lost salary, they've lost work. And these are people who have not yet retired. These are 45 to 60-year-olds, like you said. So they've seen their incomes go down, and they've thought, maybe I just can't sack away enough of that money to retire.
Has the increase in the retirement age had anything to do with it?
Yes, and that's certainly something else that's going on. There is, of course, the Social Security retirement age, which is slowly being ramped up right now. So that is one thing. And also, I mean, increasing lifespans have something to do with it. Of course, you know, maybe our lives haven't grown by that much from 2010 to 2012, but it's notable that this trend of people working later in life has been going on for quite a while. The study shows that people, ever since 1994, people have been, a larger share of the population over 55 has been working.
And what is the Social Security retirement age now? It used to be 65. Now it's...
Right. It depends on what year you were born in. It's a little bit complicated. You have
okay.
to go to their site and sort of go through some tables. But it's slowly ramping up to 67.
Okay. Now, we've heard that keeping active in your older years is best, but working can be stressful. So can it be good for people to work well into their golden years?
It can, yes. And I mean, that is a big concern people have, that especially older workers in really physically demanding positions might not want to or be able to keep working, you know, much beyond 60, 65, 70. However, it is also notable there's also the worry that people have that this is hurting younger workers because, you know, you have all of these older workers, you know, taking up all of this space in the labor market. But what's interesting is that I spoke to one of the economists who wrote this report, and he said, there's not really conclusive evidence to show that. In fact, this might actually be good for the economy because you get rid of all of these workers who have all of this experience and knowledge, and it might be a sort of brain drain. We might lose a lot of the knowledge that, sort of institutional knowledge that's in the labor force right now.
But financially, what kinds of problems does having older workers staying in the workforce put on employers? They do usually make the most money.
Right, yes, that's a very good point. And that's something that they really have to consider because businesses, you're right, have to pay not only more wages generally to these more experienced workers, but they also tend to have to pay a bit more for benefits for people who, you know, tend to need a bit more health care.
All right, Danielle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Danielle Kurtz-Laban, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report, 424.